current state representative for the 79th district is Jack Miller. He also is a candidate for the 40th Senate district, and his absence tonight is this young lady here, Ms. Bev Wingate.
Good evening. Representative Miller is very sorry your previous commitment does prevent him from being with you this evening. Since a candidate's experience and his record of achievement is what matters, I'd like to tell you a little about France. Many of you here in this room already know that he has worked continuously to prevent the further extension of the Ashford Dunwoody Road into four lanes, just as he worked to minimize the effect of the Ashford substation here in your community. Jeff said it best in an email when he talked about France's commitment, and I'm just going to quote from one of your own. Representative Miller was steadfast in his commitment to the residents of the Ashford-Dunwoody corridor during their multi-year negotiations with Georgia Power in the planning of the Ashford substation. Fran gave homeowners sound advice while he simultaneously held Georgia Power Company to a higher standard of conduct through his unflinching resolve. Representative Miller's understanding, his encouragement, as well as his no-nonsense approach to this issue were invaluable to the neighbors. Unquote. And that's the kind of 12-year record Fran has with dedication and commitment to your community. His local legislation is a very good example of that. For example, he authorized and passed the bill that froze the value of your home for county taxes. That's about a net percent saving of 5% per year. This year, he was able to get that extended, so you will have that freeze until 2016. Taxes can go down, but they won't go up. He authored the bill requiring the performance audit of the SPOTS money as it is being spent on school construction, hoping to look for waste cuts. He co-sponsored Representative Jacobs' bill that makes it certain that if Murphy, Candler, or Blackburn become part of a city, then that city will govern them and not DeKalb County. He authorized legislation enabling Huntley Hills and Gainsborough East to have the right to vote on whether or not to join the city of Chamblee. He also offered the same legislation to create the city of Dunwoody, which, contrary to some of his opponents at the time, taxes have not gone up in Dunwoody, and the satisfaction at the present time is very high. But speaking of taxes, he's been accused of raising taxes, so I'd like to address that. House Bill 155 does include a 1.45% provider fee, a bed tax. However, that brings in $169 million of revenue. But let's go a step further now. We will gain $500 million of federal funds to reimburse hospitals and others who serve the indigent. In other words, Medicaid. So Rady, which we pay for, nets $5 million from that, and that's $5 million we taxpayers won't have to come up at the end of the day. That same bill eliminates state property tax and income tax on retiree income. The caps have now been removed, making us like Florida, and when fully implemented, the taxpayer will save or receive hundreds of millions of dollars. The truth is, the bill is a net tax decrease. Buzzwords this year are, we need to create jobs, and we do. Fran's been out in front on that for some time. He's a member of the Special Committee on Small Business Development, and he's the only candidate that has been endorsed by the National Federation of Independent Businesses. He's authored, passed legislation to give our young people career options instead of just going to college. Since a skilled workforce is essential for economic development, House Bill 400, the Bridge Bill, sets that platform. He established and helped set tax incentive legislation, which will hire the unemployed, cut capital gains tax, and give incentives to those businesses that are willing to donate to startup companies. He'll continue to push for MARTA to be under state control and for other jurisdictions to pay their fair share. And he'll work for integrated transportation, because we all know that a great city cannot exist just on highways. As vice chairman of education, Fran was instrumental in the passage of the school governance bill. And that will be to guarantee there will be no more losses of accredited like Layton County. He saved the taxpayers $27 million by getting DeKalb County's missed school construction dollars restored recently. Board member Paul Womack said Fran fixed it. Named one of the most influential Georgians by James Magazine, he also received the 2010 Advocacy Award from All About Developmental Disabilities Organization. The mayors of Doraville, Chamblee, and Dunwoody have all endorsed Fran, as has Representative Mike Jacobs and our own Senator Dan Weber. Bottom line, Fran is about proven performance and not catchy slogans. Experience counts, and with a third of the Senate not returning this year, we need to have an experienced representative replacing them. Online, please visit Fran. Check out his webpage at millerforsenate.com. You'll find more about him. There's a link to the AJC voter guide. They'll have some information for you. And you can also contact him for any questions that I'm not able to answer for you here this evening. And most of all, thank you for giving us the opportunity to have a presence at your forum.